Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. I'm speaking with Zarko Masalgia. He's the CTO of American Manganese. Welcome back to the show, Zarko.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Zarko, the company put out a news release this week. What was in it?
That was for Evonik's Battery Solutions Day. They'll be hosted at MIT in Boston. Myself and our CFO, Shaheem, will be going down there. We are one of 15 finalists among over 120 companies that did apply. And we'll be, you know, exploring different collaboration and investment opportunities with Evonik, which is a leading chemicals company, and they do have a lot of interest in the battery space. But moving on from that, the last podcast I did, I asked, you know, shareholders to send in their questions if there was something that wasn't clear, and I'll try and write everything down and address it in future podcasts. And that's exactly what I did. So just bear with me as I kind of go through the list of questions, and hopefully I've answered everything I can. And first, being with the demonstration plant, you know, as the expression goes, there's, you know, the devil's in the details. There's a lot of, you know, we have over 20 pieces of major equipment with fittings and connections and different customization needs that, you know, really come, you know, these unknown unknowns that come up as we progress and experience kind of these ramp up pains into operation. But it's not something that I'm concerned about or losing sleep over. I mean, I see the progression happening every day. Obviously I think we got a little optimistic on the timing of things, but it's not an indication that something is wrong with the process. It's now just getting through each step of the way, and, you know, we will get there. Next, there's a lot of questions on StateVolt, which was announced by Lars Karlstrom. For those of you who don't know him, he is the co-founder of BritishVolt, which is a gigafactory in the UK under development, and he's also the founder of ItalVolt, who we have an MOU with to integrate our recycling process. Now, you know, I really want to congratulate him on his announcement with StateVolt. I know he's a great entrepreneur, and he does see a bright future in the battery space. And, you know, when it comes to StateVolt, I mean, I think we see a natural progression from our MOU with ItalVolt, but nothing much more I can say on that. In terms of our MOU with ItalVolt, you know, ItalVolt itself is still under development. You know, part of that MOU is to recycle scrap material from that production. So we are kind of waiting on those stages as we develop and as they develop, but we are in very close contact with Lars. Next, there were some questions on the infrastructure bill and different grants that are available. Now you're seeing a lot of money going into ESG, circular economy. And I just want to remind people, you know, we do have Dan McGroarty, who's on our advisory board. He is based in Washington, D.C., and, you know, he's our eyes and ears on the ground there. But when it comes to the infrastructure bill, the way this works, you know, there's obviously the money that came from that bipartisan infrastructure bill needs to be allocated and needs to be decided what departments it goes into. So, you know, there's a time gap between the announcement up top and the, you know, strategy on establishing where those funds go, the writing of those guidelines, and how long, you know, that does take time. But it looks like, you know, it is directly relevant to our development and what we're doing with recycling. You know, we are comfortable and confident in the work pointing to the work Amy is doing, whether it's from a critical material standpoint or from an environmental standpoint. I feel like we do encompass that. And, you know, we welcome that development as those guidelines are written and where that money will go. And I don't think we're behind. You know, we will plan to be participating. But it's, you know, waiting on those steps. And I think once, you know, to reiterate, once something's announced up top, that does take some time before, things really start, getting into action. And then on top of that, you know, while I'm talking about Dan on our advisory board, I also want to talk about, you know, in particular, Johan that we have. He's a former, director of Central Europe for Tesla. He joined our advisory board last year, as well as Jim Hahn. there really are great outreach, and they have brought a lot of eyes on our process from across the globe, covering Europe, Asia, North America. And even, you know, they're responsible for many of the companies we are working with now. We also have Shailish, who is, leading the way at the Gigafactory in New York State. And, he's a great one to lean on for, technical reviews and analysis and giving us feedback in the space. I just want to also mention that, we are working with different companies, and while we are waiting on, our demonstration plant to be built, we're not in a standstill phase. There's a lot of smaller samples of product, precursor product, lithium chemicals. They're still being produced and sent out for qualification. So that, that is all still happening in the background, just so everybody is aware. And that's really, for our advisors, I think we're a very well-known company in the lithium-ion battery supply chain. The next question I got was based on the institutional investors. I know since we did our raise of $20 million with institutional investors at a dollar, it's clear that the stock price is down from that point. But people wonder how are the institutional investors feeling about this. We do meet monthly with the group to update on our progress. They understand the long-term vision. They obviously invested because they were satisfied with their due diligence. And they're very well, they do their due diligence, they understand the market conditions, and obviously, as we mentioned, the long-term vision of the company is very important to them as well. And then on top of that, with the $20 million that we did get, I think there's a misunderstanding in how that is being allocated. So bulk of the $20 million has been set aside and is really focused. Where we really want to focus that money is on commercial development. Right now with our office, we have a really lean office. We have low overhead. We're not sitting on a very large plant, just burning cash and really not much material, no supply of material going through. We are in a strong financial and technical position to weather the storms of the market right now. And I just want to clear that misconception as well. And then the next point that we keep getting asked, when will the name change come? And I've mentioned this before. I mean, it's not as straightforward for a public company. I know Larry's mentioned it as well, but it is something that will be proposed during our AGM in the summertime. And it's most likely, some of you have guessed as well, we're keeping within that theme of Recyclico to focus on our recycling business and the work we've done with demonstration plants, and just so our name represents more of what's going on day to day. So those are kind of the main topics that I saw come in. I encourage you to send us emails, call us. If I can't answer your question right away, or if I see that question coming in a lot, I will just let you know. I'll answer it on a future podcast. We'll take it from there. Next week we'll be in Boston, and I'll update with any news that I can update and anything that comes up from the event. So thank you for your time.
Zarco, for people new to the company, what's it all about and where can they get more information and where are you traded?
Yeah, American Manganese is a critical metals company focused on lithium-ion battery recycling and upcycling, recovering up to 99% of the lithium, nickel, manganese, and cobalt in lithium-ion battery waste. You can get a hold of us. You can find a lot more information on our website, www.americanmanganeseinc.com. You'll find our emails, phone numbers. Feel free to call the office directly as well. And we are traded on the TSXV under the ticker symbol AMY, on the OTCQB under AMYZF, and on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange under 2AM.
Zarco, thank you so much for the update.
Thanks, Jim.
My guest has been Zarco Masalgia. He's the CTO of American Manganese. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on April 29th.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.